This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Again, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Jonathan Cantrell at Caldwell Paving. So welcome, Jonathan. Thanks for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Yes, sir. Honored to be here, Scott. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. So, you know, we're going to learn a little bit more about Caldwell Paving today and what you offer to our listeners out there. But before we do that, what is your position at the company, Jonathan?
I guess I do a little bit of everything, but I am the president and the owner of Caldwell Paving.
President and the owner. So you're the chief cook and bottle washer, right?
Yes, sir. It means at the end of the day, if the light's not turned off, I got to go back and turn it off, I guess.
There you go. I understand that.
And that's who the bank gets a hold of if a payment's late.
There you go. Before we jump into Caldwell Paving, would you like to share with us anything about yourself and your family?
Sure. No, I'd be glad to. I'm born and raised here. Graduated Bradley High School in 1994, and heavily involved in the Bradley County, Cleveland community, as well as the Hamilton County, Chattanooga community in different aspects. Married to Sarah McGee Cantrell, who went to Lee University. She's from Texas, and we have two children who are my daughter Caroline is 16, and my son Caldwell is 14. He's a eighth grader at Silverdale, and she's a sophomore at Baylor.
All right. Well, I tell you what, that Lee University has brought a lot of good people to the Chattanooga area, haven't they? I don't know how many people have told me that they came to Lee and stayed.
I'm out in the community every day, and there's a lot of, Cleveland's mayor, Kevin Brooks, he came to Lee, so many people came to Cleveland. And their plan was they definitely wasn't going to stay here. It was a great place to go to school. My wife was one of them. She's, we have a great story. We'd not time for it. But when I was pursuing her, funny enough, there was a half interest of, you're not a bad guy, but I'm not here. I'm not staying here. I'm going to bigger, better places. But now you couldn't now you couldn't blast her out of here. So funny how that works.
There you go. So tell me about Caldwell Paving. Tell me what you do to offer services out there to our listeners.
So Caldwell Paving, which was founded by my grandfather in 1958, started out as a small residential, company late 50s, early 60s. And I came, it went through, 40 plus years. My grandfather passed away in the 90s. Anyway, I was able to resurrect it, so to speak, after his death. And we do commercial, residential, industrial work, asphalt construction from the base stone to the installation of the asphalt, concrete curbing. We'll do the striping. Basically, from the ground up, when it comes to asphalt, we'll take it from dirt to the final striping, and we do focus more on commercial and industrial developments. We do larger residential. We don't do as we've grown, it's become increasingly hard to be a good representation to the residential sector on certain areas, and we were able to refer. We have partners that work with us that also are able to service smaller residential jobs that we may or may not get to, which nowadays, depending on how big the residential job is, concrete's actually very competitive. But that's just a side note, but we do asphalt.
Okay. Asphalt paving, basically. Yeah. So I take that in when you say commercial, industrial, you also do it for churches, I'm sure.
Say it again. For church.
You also do it for churches.
Thank you. Thank you for adding that. Churches have been a big backbone of supporting our company, especially since I've been at the helm. So that was good to remind me of that. God bless me. Forgive me. We've done a lot of, we work well. We do a lot of work with churches, and we try to partner with them. And we also have our sister company is Manhattan Materials, which that is the asphalt production side. We actually own and operate our own asphalt plant. We make our own asphalt, so we don't have to depend on other providers and suppliers to give us our own asphalt. So we actually have a plant down in just right off of Highway 11 there in the South Lee Highway area. That's close to Bradley Tank and Pipe that produces asphalt hot mix for us, as well as we sell to other contractors. But we're able to control that and make our own mix for different projects. And when it comes to churches, we were able to, you know. So what we're able to do for churches is they can buy the asphalt directly and save the tax because they're, you know, have a tax exemption. And then the Caldwell paving side of things, you know, we'll take care of the asphalt installation and hauling it, and they pay for the materials. And you know, sometimes it saves, you know, it depends on the size of the job, but, you know, we've done some fairly large churches where literally, you know, like we did, you know, we paved Westmore Church of God a few years ago, and that was, you know, they saved like $20,000 in taxes or 25. That's a lot of money. So
that's a whole lot of money, especially for a church. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes.
The reason I mentioned church is sometimes people consider, you know, churches a commercial job, but I wanted to specify that because, you know, if you work for churches, yeah, they have the tax benefits and also great to know.
Great, I mean, they are commercial, but it's, you know, when I say that, you know, it's you're right. If church is commercial, you know, sometimes it bleeds over in it, but yes, you're correct.
Yeah. Well, the church is just, industrial just means it's not residential pretty much, right?
True. Well, yeah, that's true. And of course, you know, we do, you know, like, you know, inside of, you know, industrial plants, like, you know, when M&M Mars or Bowater or Vocker or some of the other places we work, we call that industrial, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So nice to know you have a very, very broad base here in the area. Plus, it's really good to know, you know, being that you have your own asphalt plant, you can help control the cost too. You're not bound by somebody else telling you what you have to pay for it.
So that's awesome. True. Yes, sir. Yeah. That is very true.
That's awesome. Well, you've shared to our listeners about your journey, about your grandfather starting the business. I think that's wonderful. That's a family business and very successful. Sir. You know, sometimes people have misconceptions. So you mentioned one of the misconceptions people have. So to help us to understand the misconceptions regarding concrete versus asphalt.
Okay. Well, so I can go and say without shooting myself in the foot, both are great products, you know, just so you know. Concrete, you know, is more versatile in a residential setting up around the house, you know, for the carport or for where they park their cars, because typical concrete's poured 4 inches thick, and you know it's more resistant to oil and gas, and that does damage asphalt because it is a petroleum product. On the other hand, asphalt, you know, tends to on a much longer residential, what we call driveway or a state driveway, has the more rural look as far as it blends into the surroundings of you know, I mean, you can see the woods behind me. I mean, a brand new white driveway sometimes looks like an interstate ramp, you know, some people, you know, but, you know, some people don't, you know, that they don't, that's not, you know, they don't care one way or the other. They just want a nice, so, you know, that's, you know, to each his own. But, you know, asphalt can be seal coated, you know, every 3 to 5 years. And the cost to maintain that is going to be cheaper. Concrete, you know, once it starts cracking and goes bad, you just, you know, basically have to tear it out and put it back. But, you know, concrete and asphalt are two different animals or products. I mean, asphalt will contract and expand at a different temperature than concrete will. And that's why, you know, they put concrete as, you know, it's foundations of homes and buildings. And, you know, the asphalt in the parking lot is more flexible and it's, you know, a little easier to install. And it's cheaper. It's cheaper, yeah. On, you know, on big scale. But, you know, on some things, concrete's cheaper. So,
well, Jonathan, you know, let me ask you this. You know, one of the things that people, you're right, some people think, oh, concrete, I'm going to go with concrete. But then all of a sudden, a few years later, it's cracking. It's breaking up. It looks like it's a mess. You got grass growing up in between. How does that compare to like asphalt? What kind of issues that would asphalt correct?
Asphalt,
maybe.
Well, the one thing that we all say in this business is the one thing asphalt and concrete will both do is eventually they both have their fair share of cracking. Okay, we call it. You know, we live in an area where, you know, it's a mountainous region, the plateaus, the valleys. You know, I'm not a, you know, geologist, but, there is cracking that happens as the earth compact, you know, during wet seasons and dry seasons. Right. You know, we actually have seen when we have a drought, I've had people call me and say, hey, my driveway is cracking. I mean, did you, and I have to come out and inspect it, and you know, it's a year old, and I've literally taken a clothes hanger and, you know, put it down through the cracks, and it's scary. I never find a bottom sometimes, you know, and the asphalt's only a couple inches thick. So I would come out with some crack filler, and, you know, it just goes and goes and goes, and it never stops. And, you know, after doing research and going and seeking further advice, I'd learned that happens. And literally I had gone back to homeowners and I've done, you know, that. And I said, look, you may think I'm crazy, but let's give it till it wet, till, you know, it gets back into a wetter part of the year. And 98% of the time people have called me back and said, you're not going to believe this. It's the crack is it's sealed itself back up. So, you know, now you still see where the crack was, but they said that, you know, hey, it literally has closed back 98% of what it was. So that wow. happens. That's just, you know, FYI, but typically, you know, asphalt, if it's installed right within, you know, three to 5 years, you're going to see cracks, you know, on the edges or here or there. It's just part of asphalt. It moves. It's flexible. The other part is concrete doesn't move, and it's not flexible, and that causes cracks. Yes. So, you know, it's like I say, two different animals. But asphalt, you know, the thing about asphalt, you can cut out the bad areas and put them back and seal coat over it and make it look new again.
Well, the reason I asked that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
I guess reason I asked that, you know, I've seen both crack, but I guess I haven't seen the grass grow through asphalt like I have the concrete. You know, I guess that's the reason I was asking. But let me ask you this. So let's step outside of business for a minute, Jonathan. What do y'all? Sure. What do you your family do for fun when you're not working?
Well, seems like I'm always working, but we love to travel. We love to go to the beach. We love to we go to Nashville for a different you know, we have a lot of friends over there, and we love the music vibe in Nashville. But still, my son's involved with AAU basketball with the Scenic City Warriors, and that takes a lot of time. We do that some on the weekends, but. We do. We're involved with our church, Redemption to the Nations, when we can get to.
Oh, really?
Redemption to the Nations. Kevin Wallace, that's my pastor. He may or may not want to claim me, but
I love to hear him preach. Yeah,
I do too. He gets after it. He and Devin both are just gifts to our community. But we're involved. You know, my wife and I are heavily involved in the community. You know, we go to a lot of different social events, fundraisers, good causes, and that sort of thing. But for fun sometimes means, you know, you may laugh. It may be actually this, you know, sleeping in on a Saturday and having a leisurely breakfast.
Well, hey, if that's what we need to do, some of the times we just need some downtime,
no,
don't we?
No, that's true. But truth be known, we travel. We love to go to, you know, different places, see the world when we can.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, if there was one thing that you wish people knew about your business that you could just shout it from the rooftops and, you know, something that people might not know about Caldwell Paving, what would it be?
We love what we do. And I'm so fortunate to have people that actually have been in the business many, many years, and they love what they do as well. You know, the last thing I would say is, you know, we live and walk here, and we see people out to eat, and we're not going anywhere. So we have had our fair shares of uh-ohs, and I'm so sorry, and that shouldn't have happened. And I think, for the record, I don't know of many, but there was always the first time. But I think we've always come back to satisfy any issues or complaints or heartache that was not, you know, that they didn't have a good taste in the mouth for whatever reason, whether they were right or we were right. But we always try to we never argue with the customer. We come back and try to make things right.
Me and you come from a generation where we were told the customer was always right. So we try our best. Customer service was important when we were growing up and young people. And it's still important to us today. That's what I hear.
Well, my dad was a business and management teacher. My grandfather was in the paving business. That was my mom's dad. But my dad taught at Cleveland State for almost 40 years, business and management.
Oh, wow.
And John Cantrell there, he's going to be with the Lord. But he had a great, great following, and he would go different community businesses and industries. He would teach business and management. Now, anyway, I got a firsthand a look at you know, how to you know, run a business. And he said, you just, you know, you have to take care of your customer. And, you know, sometimes that can be sometimes that's a stretch, you know, depending on what it is. Cause you know, there is always varying opinions, but at the end of the day, I have to always go with the customer is always right. And I'll do anything I can to make them happy.
Well, I tell you what, there's nothing like a happy client customer, because when they are happy, they don't care to tell others. And if they're not happy, they also don't care to tell others. So you want to keep everybody happy.
I can assure you, I've learned and heard in my 25 years of doing this now, 26, I guess. You know, nothing like good word of mouth, but it seems like, you know, do a bad job or do someone wrong, that word spreads 10 to 1 quicker than the good work does.
Yeah. Bad news sales, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
If people are unhappy at first and they see you trying to make things right, that's what matters. That's what they'll tell people. You know, I didn't like the way this happened. I didn't like the way it done, but I tell you, in the end, they made it right. And that's what, if we can keep people talking about that way about us, then we're doing our job right.
I think the record would show that Caldwell Paving always goes back and does everything they can do to make it right.
I believe that. I can't say that about you. Jonathan, yes, I know people, and I know there's people out there about, okay, how do I get a hold of Caldwell Paving? So whether online or offline, tell us how to reach
you. Online, you can go to Caldwell, you know, info@caldwellpaving.com. You can go to our website. And, of course, Charleston, Tennessee is where we're located, 423-336-3841. But you can Google us and find our, you know, our phone number, or you can go to info@caldwellpaving.com. Or we've had some people reach out via Facebook, so we do check that. It may not be checked every hour, sometimes not every day, but the easiest way is to email info@caldwellpaving.com or call the office. Usually Heather gets there at 8 o'clock. She's my assistant and our receptionist, and she's usually there 8 to 4:30 every day.
All right. And did you give that phone number, Jonathan? Did I miss that?
423-336-3841. 423-336-3841.
All right. Well, there you go. We have learned so much today about Caldwell Paving. We've learned not only what they do, but also their business philosophy and how they believe in taking care of their customers. So I believe that, Jonathan Cantrell is a man you could trust to reach out and look at getting your paving jobs done for you. So thank you so much for being on the program today, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity and a pleasure meeting you.
Again, it's our pleasure, too. We appreciate you. And to all the good neighbors of Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, including Charleston, that's where Jonathan's located. After meeting Jonathan and learning more about Caldwell Paving, I know he hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services they provide. And before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all as well for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. And this is Scott with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.